Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hello, pet people, and welcome to the Pet Pawcast. I'm your host, Lauren. And today we have a special bonus episode for you in celebration of Valentine's Day. Today we have some ideas for a date night with your pet just in time for the holiday. So let's dive in. Now, it might sound crazy to some people to have a date night with their pets, but I don't think it's crazy. I think having a date night or day with your pet is a great way to show your four-legged best friend how much you love them. Who doesn't want to spend more time with their dog? So pick a date and check out some fun date ideas for a date night with your pet this Valentine's Day. Forest preserves. Put on your hiking boots and find a local forest preserve to take your dog to. No matter where you live, there are parks with paths that your pup is just waiting to explore. Bringing your pet to a place for a walk where they normally don't go can stimulate them both mentally and physically. Plus, what a great way to spend time bonding with your pup. Forest preserves do not just have to be for dogs and their humans. It can be for cats as well. There are leashes and harnesses you can buy to safely take your cat outdoors. If your cat's not used to going outside, I would not suggest starting with a forest preserve, as the abundance of smells and creatures can be overwhelming. But another great option could be they have cat backpacks and your cat can ride with you while you hike. Your cat will be able to see their surroundings and it can be fun for them to watch the birds. Visit a pet store. Bring your cat or dog to the pet store. Your dog or cat will thank you for taking them to check out the small critters and watch the fish swim. This is another great bonding opportunity as well as needed enrichment for your pet. While you are there, considering allowing your pet to pick out their favorite toy or treat. Always make sure your cat is either safely in a carrier or is wearing a leash and harness for safety. And for dogs, make sure they are always on a leash. Dine outdoors with your pup. Bring your pup to a pet-friendly patio. There are many restaurants that allow pets on their patios. Your pet will enjoy the weather along with being included in one of your activities. If you plan to order your pet something to eat while out, always make sure to avoid anything with heavy seasoning and make sure you review what foods are safe for your pet to eat. When in doubt, plain chicken and white rice is always a great option, and it's something your pet will always love. Netflix and chill. Set aside some one-on-one time with your pet. Grab a blanket and cuddle up with them to your favorite show or movie. There are also channels dedicated for dogs to watch. These channels can be a great indoor stimulator as your pet listens to the calming music while watching some fun outdoor scenes. You can also put on the Animal Planet or National Geographic channels. Both cats and dogs can enjoy watching other animals on the screen. While you are relaxing, you can treat your dog to some dog-friendly wines and beers. While they are mainly flavored with broths, your pup can cheers you to a fun date night. And don't forget the felines. There are cat wines as well. Again, mainly broths, but your cat will enjoy it just the same. No matter how you are planning to spend your Valentine's Day, make sure to set aside some time to celebrate with your four-legged best friend. Have a pawrific day. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Pawcast. Please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Pawcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpawcast.com. See you next time.